You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
Right, this is about texting. Dear Finn, I have an acquaintance, not really a friend in brackets, who I see socially and who texts me occasionally to go for a drink or a function with him and his girlfriend. We work in the same industry. If I don't reply to his text straight away, then he can be quite rude. I always reply, but sometimes a day later because I'm busy, but I'll apologise and say something like, "Hope you had a good time." And he'll send something pointed back like, "What happened to you?" or, "Huh, cast aside again." I don't feel obliged to have to respond or even go out just because he texted me. I just ignore it, but I feel like texting back, "Oh, shut up and leave me alone." What's his problem, or is it me?
I don't see a problem here. I love when that kind of stuff happens to me. Why? When someone incriminates themselves.
Why? How are they incriminating themselves?
I feel like this person might be embarrassing themselves a little with their texts. And when that happens to me, I'm just like, maybe this is not what you'd want to do, but there's just something in me. It makes me want to replicate the conditions whereby I receive that text over and over again. It's just something about it. If somebody like steps over the line like that, I'm somebody who keeps their notifications off. I'll reply to you the next day. And it's cool, you can feel whatever way about it, but if you start getting snarky to me, ooh.
That's snarky,
I enjoy
isn't it?
I kind of enjoy it.
That's snarky, isn't it?
I think it is.
Why what is that it? Person doing that?
What's the second example?
What happened Abandoned. To you? Or, huh, cast aside again.
Cast aside again. That's some Charlie Brown shit. Sorry, pardon me. But you know, it's the sort of like, yeah, the phrasing's really, I'm really loving that. So I say keep doing it. And
what?
Don't
texting
worry
back
about
the
it.
Next day.
Yeah. I think if somebody's going to come on that strong, then yeah, that they don't necessarily deserve a change in behavior from you.
Let's unravel it a bit. This person has a girlfriend, so they're spoken for.
Well, presumably. It does seem like this person might have a little bit of a crush.
But when you ask somebody to go out and they don't reply, don't you assume they just like didn't get your text or they're busy?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't text you back last night.
No, I don't care.
You didn't care, eh?
No, but the
preferable
thing is,
almost.
But the thing is, I keep my phone off. I forget to turn it back on.
Yeah. So you're in the me pile.
What do you mean?
Guys like us, you know, we don't have that problem where we send a text and we get upset with the lack of a response. You know, you're just knocking on a door. It doesn't matter if that door doesn't open. But I reckon this person might have ulterior motives if they're going to be so like strange about it. I think that kind of text back, you know, the snarky text, it's to get a bit of a rise out of you.
Why do people do that? Well, I mean, what, you know, there's plenty of other
Count
things to
reasons.
Do in the world besides that.
Yeah. I mean, it can't feel good to be constantly rebuffed, or not even rebuffed, just ghosted, you know? Can't feel nice.
No, but
are they're not
you,
even a friend.
If you text back the next day and say, "Look, I'm sorry, I missed your text because I was busy, but I hope you had a great time."
I think if you consider them a friend, then, like, maybe it's different. But in this case, they're not even a friend.
They're an acquaintance.
An acquaintance. Yeah. I think acquaintances deserve all that they're getting right now. I think the balance is in order.
This is text them, don't contact me again and block them. Sounds like an energy-sucking vampire.
Yeah. No, it's true. You know, it's coming up to New Year, and maybe one of those resolutions is that... I thought you said you had your phone off, Karen.
I do. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
But you know that one where it's like you do a friend audit and the friends that drain the most energy, you decide to not contact anymore.
I quite like, "Oh, shut up and leave me alone." But the thing is, if you go, "Oh, shut up and leave me alone," it'll start World War III.
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything. That's where the block comes in.
Right.
Yeah.
But they'll be back contacting you again.
And it won't be, I suppose there's better ways to do it.
Right, this is a text. Thank you, dear Finn. I'm trying to get cleaned up to host a Christmas party, but my 8-year-old daughter keeps on making a mess with her arts and crafts for a school project. What shall I do?
Well, you know, obviously the parenting
ones
are
Christmas.
My specialty.
Oh, no, sorry, I got that wrong. I'm trying to get cleaned up to host Christmas. Did I say that?
I can't remember.
Whatever. You've got a few weeks.
How do I get my daughter to stop making a mess?
You can't.
You could put her in one of those bubbles.
No.
I reckon get creative. Like, give her an area that she can make mess in, but it's like covered in, you know, that plastic that was on your grandparents' couch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sit down.
And then
on
you
that.
Sort of like roll her up in all the mess.
What whose grandparents had that plastic?
I've just seen it on the internet.
Yeah, that's right. In America.
But you know what I'm talking, in America, right? Yeah.
You've seen it in America. Okay, the texter probably has ADHD and anxiety and suffering from rejection sensitivity, poor social cue recognition. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And this one says, I also have a male friend who does this to me and I also turn my data, etc. off a lot. I find it very bitchy, read that response, as not everyone is glued to their phone 24/7. I always respond straight away if I'm meeting someone, but if it's not important, I turn my phone off. Yeah. Same.
Yeah, it's like if it's a no, then the lack of a reply is kind of a no anyway.
And they're going out anyway with someone else, so it doesn't really, I mean, you're not necessarily needed.
Yeah, you're just an accoutrement.
Yeah, you're an adult.
It does sound like a guy thing. I'm not surprised that there's a dude doing this in this other example from the texter.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's room in the diagram for untoward, you know, emotions. Did another text come through, Karen?
Yeah, to be honest, I wonder if it's more about control. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. And by not answering, you actually keep control.
Yeah, so it's almost like I said right at the start, you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Keep pissing this person off. and try to take as much glee in it as I always do when people get snarky at me.
Do you?
Unless they're being mean to me on the text in from on the BFM text. But if it's a friend and they're snarky.
I wouldn't read them to you anyway.
Thanks, Karen. Shielding me.
I hide those ones from you.
So kind.
The myriad. No. Okay. About Auckland Transport, shall I just go back to that for a moment? Agree with Jeff. It's an Auckland Transport issue, not an Eden Park issue. When I first moved to Kingsland, before I realised that the avenues remain open, I was told by a person monitoring the roadblock that I would need to leave my car somewhere and walk to my house. A crazy response, especially if you had small children, luggage, or someone less able. Even roadblocks aren't the issue. It's a lack of communication and actively reducing PT when it's needed most. What's PT?
Oh, I just got the text from Annabelle. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. But I do have the bus information.
Eden Park, 10 out of 10. AT, 0 out of 10.
PT.
Yeah, okay, what?
Personal training. So Annabelle says, catch the bus from outside Smoove. Mm-hmm. And this is back to the Queen Street K Road thing.
Yeah.
If you go to the Rainbow Bridge, you'll be doubling back.
Yeah, true.
Then next message, can take the green bus or the red bus.
Mm-hmm.
Next message, minibus.
Mini bus, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Fantastic. Okay, Smoove, outside Smoove, great.
Yeah.
With little children to get down to Queen Street to make yourself an ice cream. Right, here we go.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
This is a problem. My partner snores. It's low frequency, interspersed with a few grunts that sometimes wake them up, but it can go on all night. They wake up with a sore throat and get very defensive if I mention it, but it's becoming like Chinese water torture. I lie there listening to it every night, wanting to, okay, not cool, put a pillow over their head.
Chinese water torture? Can you
help
say
me,
that?
Please? That's what it says.
Okay.
But it is a thing, isn't it? Chinese water torture?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
It is. It was.
But I'll tell you what, I reckon you need to go get a sleep apnea test if you're snoring like that. And, you know, I get it that you're defensive. It's totally understandable too.
Tired by the sound of things.
And tired, irritable. But if you're snoring and it is sleep apnea, you can die from that. Did you know that?
Did I know that?
Yeah. No, yeah, did the royal you know that?
Die like at the
like it's potentially deadly to have untreated sleep apnea. Yeah, so I mean you might need to get a CPAP machine is the one, isn't it? You don't dying. I'm alone here. Karen obviously doesn't know much about sleep apnea.
No, I'd really like to hear you do the low frequency interspersed with a few grunts snoring, though, so we can all hear it.
Okay, wait, let's try it. Can the radio pick up that frequency?
You're a very quiet snorer.
I sleep with white noise on is my one. I love the white noise. So I reckon if you can drown out this person and they're snoring with... Oh, what's it called? I'll just get my favorite white noise on Spotify. It's called 12 hour... Oh, yeah, white noise, 12 hour sound machines, no loops or fades. And it's, like, banging. Because usually you get ones that are, like, 3 minutes long, so they cut out every time the new track happens, and basically you wake up every 3 minutes. But, yeah, so start with that. Obviously, I think this would be a good lesson relationship-wise. You know, I think you're going to run into things in the future where you're going to need to talk to this person and they'll be defensive about something else. So this is really good practice in, like, softening them up for a difficult conversation. So if you get this right, if you manage to nail this conversation about the snoring and not make them feel defensive, then you'll have ammo in your pocket. You'll have the skills for your next run-in. Nailed it.
Hard thing to live with. Somebody snoring.
Have you ever been exposed to a snorer? Are you a snorer?
That's the thing. People don't realise whether they are, do they? They can't really tell unless they wake themselves up.
Well, you get this app and it tells you how many times you laughed, how many times you whimsically giggled, and like
it uses
computers and stuff to tell you what your kind of noises you are made. So it's like, oh, you snored.
So it has a mic.
Blah blah blah. Talked in your sleep. Yeah, and then you can listen back to it. You see on Instagram Reels sometimes people's boyfriends say funny crap in their sleep, and then it's now a meme.
Right. Yeah. This for the one that goes, huh? Cast aside again when you don't respond.
This person's a social pariah now.
Google Translate new phone, who's this, from an exotic language, works a charm.
Oh, it would work a charm, and it's
rather
very charming.
An exotic language. That means you never get to that's no longer even an acquaintance.
Yeah, that's the nuclear option.
Yeah,
I suppose
they probably turn up on your doorstep.
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah.
all right, another this is about going out.
Dear fellow, I got a problem.
Going to the other's way tonight with two friends, but we each want to go to different gigs. I don't want to end up on my own, but we still haven't made any decisions. Anyone else facing the same problem?
It's you get spoiled by some festivals. You go to Alohum and you can see everything pretty much without any clashes. But obviously, other's way would be fantastic if we could have it over a whole weekend, three nights, and see everybody. But I'm going tonight, I think, if I'm lucky, and I've seen the timetable, and it's rough. You want to see SJD, he's playing at the same time as Andy Shelf. They're both playing at the same time as Group Chat. What are you going to do? I reckon if you've got a friend, I was actually talking, me and Annabelle are thinking about like what we're going to do tonight, and she said, yeah, Finn, like you're all good with going to gigs on your own. You love breaking off from the crowd and just watching the gig. And maybe I can be a little judgmental about that, be like, why do you even need to be with your friends? But she raised a really good point, actually. She was like, I'm coming round to that way of thinking, but also in the past when I did it differently, when I was keen to stay with my friends, it was a safety issue. And, that's the privilege of being a me, being a dude. You know, I didn't think at all for a second about being unsafe and how being in a group would increase your safety. So that aside, I reckon, you know, try to watch the band real close. You know, you'll forget that you're even alone. But don't be afraid of asking to be around people if you need to be, you know.
But what about the friends that you're with? They might, you know, where have you got to?
I think, again, just have a chat.
Let
with
them know.
Just, well, you know, the other's way timetables are. The other's way timetables. it's broken up by
then.
Quarter of an hour chunks. So you could even share. You could be like, oh, I'll go to the first half of Lady Hawk plays her debut album if you come to the second half of Dean and Bretta play Galaxy 500 or whatever. So, yeah, it's a compromise. But then also, if you're not okay with going to something on your own, for whatever good reason you might have to kowtow to somebody else's interests.
Okay. And this is about white noise. Well, this is brown noise is even better than white noise. It's a thing.
It is.
And agree with Finn, I got into white noise when we had a baby. Now he's almost five and I can't sleep without it. Even just last night I couldn't fall asleep. Kept hearing noises, neighbours, cars, etc. And then I realised the white noise machine was off, put it on and immediately fell asleep.
It's so good. Because what it does is it raises the sound floor. So basically everything is silent because everything is noise. But I was thinking if I ever had a kid, I would have to take it off. So it's really good to know that you can just put it on and not even listen to that kid. If it's crying or anything. So great advice. I'm actually more into the idea of parenthood now.
Yeah, but if it's crying, you probably do want to hear it.
But not this person. This person's got their kid through to five. And, yeah. It seems to be no problem there.
Never said that left the kid crying.
Well, they said that I got into white noise. I'm just putting two and two together here.
Right. Yeah, leave the kid crying all night.
Is that what you meant to do? Don't they say that? Leave it to cry. It'll be great.
Sometimes.
By and by?
Maybe.
That's the saying.
Okay, the other's way. Sorry, but it's best to fly solo at the other's way. So much more simple, and you can meet up beforehand or afterwards.
And also it's like one gig, you know? You might think that you're going to a different venue from your friends, but it's not like you're going to another ticketed gig. So it'll feel still like you're together. If you're just down the road from each other.
Right, have you got to go? Well, you haven't got a ticket yet. You're hoping to go.
I think I had one and it might have fallen through, so.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But hey, what are you going to do?
Dear Finn, I got a problem.
Okay, last problem for the morning. I'm in this real tight spot. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years and we went on this family trip with his sister. And things got a bit spicy between me and her and we kissed. I know, in capitals, it's so bad. But it just kind of happened. Now she's been texting me nonstop saying we have to be together and that I need to dump her brother. And to make things worse, I think he's about to propose. What do I even do here? Help.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it?
No. Right. Not at all. This is deathly uneasy. Well, I can't even believe... This one's... That's the case. So first of all, find a way to have not kissed your boyfriend's sister. He kissed his sister. Sorry.
It's too late.
It's too late.
That horse is bolted.
She's because you can get her out of your life.
Can you?
But not if you keep him in your life, you know? You kind of have to iron it out with her and probably him.
Not
oh, man,
him.
It's... He's do you reckon not, you... Would you go full... You wouldn't go full honesty. I might at that point just go full honesty because it sounds like she's...
Least said, soonest mended.
Least said, soonest... Is that like put your baby down to cry? It'll be great by and by. Least
that
said,
is...
soonest mended. Oh, the less that you say, the sooner it'll be mended. I mm-hmm. understand.
I'll just file that under...
Yeah, but that's never the happened. Thing. When it's the siblings, she's obviously maybe a little bit on the... impulsive side as well. What's to stop her from telling the brother at any point in their lives from here on now until the day they die? And I just think that the chances are pretty much one.
Out
pretty
of
much,
what?
Pretty much yes, she will eventually.
I'd say they're pretty much zero out of ten.
But she's saying that she wants to be together with this person, right? She's
oh,
trying.
The sister might tell
she's
the
trying
brother.
To bring it out into the open. I'm like, the sister's going to tell the brother, so get in first, so you look better. Because if the sister tells the brother and you haven't told the brother, you look really bad.
Eek.
Maybe get married first, so that the fallout is so it's less reversible. Yeah, I reckon get married, tell the boyfriend, in that order.
That's all going to.
So
end
then he's
in,
like, it's a lot
crying.
Harder to break up with you.
It's going to end in a lot of crying.
Yeah, I'd be crying right now if this was the thing. And it's not like you can even angle for a love triangle because that's not going to happen with the brother and the sister.
Well, no.
So it's sort of like you really painted
Horrible.
Yourself into a corner.
Yeah, bad.
Oh, but you know what it's like on vacation, you know? You have a Lindau Rosé or three.
What happened here?
Suddenly you're by the pool.
Got just kissed
Smooching
her. Okay,
it up
didn't
with your
do anything else.
Sister.
That's okay. Didn't do anything else but kissing.
I guess a
probably
kiss,
confess.
I guess that's the thing. Also, like, normal straight cis guys are sometimes weirdly okay with women kissing. They'd be like, oh, it's just a Katy Perry, I kissed a girl thing. I'm not saying that's like the most accurate way to view things, because obviously this sister is into it on a deeper level.
What a betrayal. Dumb, yeah.
But you might be able to, if you want to go even lower belt, you might be able to like sort of water off a duck's back it by saying, oh, you know, we just Katy Perry'd it.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a blow for the queer community. But if you want to save your boyfriend's, yeah, your relationship.
I'd go back to this piece of advice, Google Translate, new phone, who's this, from an exotic language.
Do you really want to marry your boyfriend if you are kissing his sister? Ask yourself those questions first.
All right.
But if you do, then marry, then truth, I reckon.
White noise helps babies sleep. Very common these days for parents and recommended.
It's
same
the baby
theory.
Sleeping.
Raises sound floor, raises sound floor, no little noises waking them up when they're asleep. You've finally got the chance to tidy up, do dishes, vacuum, etc.
Right, and you're not like, oh no, I dropped a fork. Now little Ron is up for the next 6 hours.
Dear Finn, my partner has weaponized the term defensive. She attacks me with criticism, and if I respond, I'm suddenly defensive. Yeah, that's common, isn't it? What do I do?
Oh, that's a shame. So wait, let me get this straight. You're having arguments. Just got to say it in my head. You're having arguments, and then anything you say, you get called defensive.
Yeah, you're very defensive.
I'd be like, okay, so what does not defensive look like? Maybe that too is defensive. It's a good trick. It's a good trick.
It is.
I think bring it up. Okay, I'll tell you one thing. I might have said this before, my Finn's advice for arguments. But if something starts to feel intense and crazy when you're having an argument, it's perfectly okay to take 5 and go sit in the closet and just like breathe, focus on your breathing. So de-escalate if you get in those situations. And then like when you're not even fighting, bring it up and just be like, hey, I feel like I can't even get across how I'm feeling to you, which is what you want as well. You want to know how I'm feeling, obviously, but I can't seem to get it across without you feeling like I'm being defensive. So what's some language I can use? What are some vibes that I can put across to you that'll help you not feel like I'm being defensive so that then we can talk?
Well, just say, you know, you are attacking me at the moment and I do feel attacked.
Yeah, because they're not...
Not being defensive, I'm just feel attacked.
Yeah, and this person's not trying to be obtuse or shut things down. They're probably feeling like you are being defensive, but obviously they're kind of going like a little bit overboard with it.
It's about the same as when somebody says, keep your voice down.
Yeah. Or, yeah, calm down.
Calm down, that's right.
Do you like being told to calm down, Karen?
Personally, no. Yeah.
Professionally, no.
Professionally, no. Okay. All right, that's you.
Thank you for that text, Anonymous.
Oh, hang on. Who was the best kisser? Who do you think about more? That's the answer.
Brother and sister. Guess you could just straight up get with the sister and dump the boyfriend. I hadn't even thought of that. Okay, cool. So at least now we've mapped out the possibilities.
Are endless.
No, they're 4 of them.
They don't tell me what they are.
That's
just
fine.
Tell me what this song is.
This song is by Songs Ohio, Jason Molina's band, dearly departed, rest in peace, one of the greatest alt country songwriters of our time.
Oh, that's what we need right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and this is, what's the track that I chose?
Blue Chicago Moon.
Ah, Blue Chicago Moon. There's three tracks at the end of this album, Didn't It Rain, and they're just back-to-back stone cold classics. This is the final one of them. So
hey,
here we go.
All right, hey, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.